Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We now are down to 16, and I have a little extra pep in my step because my alma mater is still alive and kicking. And this is a guy who was texting me and was texting Alex in Newark and was trying to talk us off the ledge throughout the course of the year. And now he joins us once again to shed some outstanding insight on this year's field. The great associate head coach at Pittsburgh, my main man, the great Timmy O'Toole. What's up, coach?
JJ, you get me so fired up, bro. How are you doing? And congrats to your Orange men.
Coach, you ain't kidding, man. It's been a whirlwind of a week for me. It's been a whirlwind of a week for the Qs. I can't believe they're playing in the Sweet 16. I got to start here, Coach, because you went up against this team not once but twice. You beat them not once but twice. You're watching these games, and I know you're this astute basketball mind. You spent time with Jimmy Boeheim on multiple occasions as a part of his staff. What, in your opinion, has been the biggest difference in Syracuse from the team you coached against this year to the team that's now playing in the Sweet 16?
Well, I think, as you mentioned, JJ, one of the things that's happened, at least for me, but I want to share with your viewers, is that, you know, my journey with Syracuse started in 1991 when I was hired as a volunteer assistant. I was fortunate enough to be part of that program till 1995, and then I was hired at Duke University. And but part of that is, like, you know, we played against them from in 86 and 87, but I was able to see Coach Boeheim kind of work his magic. And the one thing he's mentioned, and this goes back to his brilliance, JJ, is that the team has kept getting better over the course of the season. And really, that is kind of, when I think about him, and I tease you and Alex Halter all the time, because when you're in January and you're in February, you're kind of used to these wars of attrition where you get tripped up tonight, you win two in a row, you lose another one, you win three in a row. And this is kind of what the staple of Coach Boeheim's career. He's unflappable. There's a reason why, and I'm watching that game the other day with Huggy Bear, who's won 900 games, and Coach Bay, who, you know, forget the NCAA, you know, won over, I don't know what it is, close to 1,050 games. Like, this is what these guys do. They're not rookies. They're not you know, they don't all of a sudden knee-jerk react. They stick to what they know. And what they know, and think about Bay, 40-plus year, whatever he is, that he's been a head coach in Syracuse, he has seen almost everything. And so what he has not done, he has not panicked. He has brought this team along. He's getting the most out of all of his guys. And the best part about it, JJ, to me, was everyone knows Coach Bay for being – the 2-3 zone. And so that's a defensive concept. And don't get me wrong, it is unbelievable. But one thing about Coach Boeheim, he is a great offensive mind. And I say this to you because I was listening to his interview, and I don't listen to a lot of interviews. It's not normally what coaches do. And But I listened to Bay's interview after the West Virginia game. And I don't know what the numbers were, JJ. You can probably correct me on this. But I think he said the Q shot over 50% from the field and over 40 from the three. And that was his way of saying, I'm pretty good at this. Because who did they play against? The West Virginia Mountaineers and Bobby Huggins. And everyone knows that Huggy is known for what? His aggressive, trapping all over the place, you know, take you back to the woodshed. This is going to be a brawl. And all the Cuse did on that day against that team was put just an unbelievable offensive performance together. And I think that's one of the things that people really miss. They underestimate Coach Boeheim and how good he is at understanding mismatches, what he's running, why he's running it. And again, in addition to the defense, which was stellar, and it always is, but when he made that comment, and again, JJ, you might have the numbers. I didn't, but that's the one thing. So getting back to your question, when we played him early in January, again, everyone's got pauses. Everyone's got players out. You know, they were trying to figure each other out. And JJ, I'm telling you, again, you know this, and I hope I'm not going to kill your time here, but when we played at the Carrier Dome, and that was the week prior, it was early January, JJ, and you know what the energy like in that building is.
Oh, off the charts. I'd be hooting and hollering, Coach, if it wasn't a COVID year. I would have been behind you yelling and screaming.
And it's for your listeners, unless you've been in the Dome and there's 30,000 people and you're playing against G-Town or Nova or whoever the hell it would have been back in those days, like, it is unbelievable. The adrenal cortex is wide open and things are pumping. And one of the things I noticed in scouting was that the Cuse shooters on the road were really high, but especially Gerard and Buddy, they were really low at home. And I'm like, this is extremely odd. But unless you've been in the Cuse, when those guys are hitting threes and that place becomes electric, there was something missing. And that was kind of, you know, they had to recalibrate, in my opinion. And we played them the next weekend, and so we were fortunate enough again to beat them. But I do think that was one of the things, those especially those two guys, and again, when you think about Joe's first half and Buddy's second half, like, they need to be able to get into their flow. And they obviously did, and they obviously have been doing it. Because when they're on, and then you throw, you know, Alan Griffin in the mix, and you throw Kadari playing well, and those two guys, and then, you know, Dolaje, and he also mentioned about Dolaje and how great he has been for that team and doing things that don't show up in the stat sheet. He's got these guys playing extremely well. And, you know, and it's interesting. You know, someone said the other day, I mean, you look at that bracket. Hey, man, they could advance all the way.
And because Coach, why not? Why not? And think about it. The last two times they've gone on these miracle runs, who ended the miracle run? ACC teams who know the zone very well. Duke knocked them out in 2018. Carolina beat them in the Final Four, that loaded team that lost to Villanova in a national championship game. I think it's an advantage for Syracuse getting a Houston team that doesn't shoot it well. If they get by that game, well, Chicago's tough, man. I mean, I don't know if you noticed that, Coach. That game they played against Illinois was no fluke. They whooped them. They beat them for 40 minutes, but they aren't seeing zone like that. Oregon State's not seeing zone like that. That, to me, is a leg up for Jimmy and the boys.
Well, and it's interesting because Oregon State does. They have their own little matchup zone, which, you know, they're kind of – that's what Lon does, Coach Tinkle. But going back to what you just said, no, it's especially with Loyola, I just have a flashback to when I was there the last time in the 2012-13 season when we played Indiana. And Indiana was the number one seed in the NCAA tournament, or at least in that region. And I remember doing this with the grad assistants and some of the managers. We were going over some scouting at the Cuse. And since 1985, I've been keeping this statistical analysis based on what it takes to win national championships and what are the numbers. And I remember talking to these guys at the Cuse that night saying, hey, man, the numbers in Indiana is posting up, shooting 50% from the field, holding teams to 37, shooting over 40-plus from three, holding teams to, like, 29. Like, these are the numbers that are – Final Four national champ numbers, and then you go to assist to turnover, you go to rebounds and free throws attempted. But getting back to these guys, and I remember talking with Coach Bay, and he's like, yeah, but you know what? They spend all of their time becoming great at man-to-man that they don't spend any time on their zone. And sure enough, we played incredibly well against Indiana that night. held them, you know, again, probably their worst offensive performance all year. And we did the same thing to Marquette the next night, and we advanced to the Final Four. And I say this because, as you're right, you know, I love listening to these announcers where, you know, they talk about how you got to penetrate the zone and get it in. How many times have you seen that guy get it into the high post against the zone, and then he looks and he's like, all right, what am I supposed to do now? And anytime for any of the former Syracuse guys, when you see that guy get there and he starts looking around, you know he's in trouble. Because the reality is, if you get the ball into that high post, you better be ready to score or make a play immediately. And your first thought needs to be score. Because if you're looking around to make that pass, there's too many guys that are coming back into their lanes that are going to disrupt that thing, deflect it, and then it's a mess. And anyway, he's been having a pretty good run here, and we'll see how they keep doing.
We got Coach Tim O'Toole, the associate head coach at Pitt, breaking down the ins and outs of this NCAA tournament. Coach, how big of a challenge would it be for you if you're coaching a program and your son is on the team? I guess with Syracuse and Buddy, you know, listen, it's very easy. He's the best player on the team. He's shooting like Steph Curry. You don't got to worry about any of that sort of stuff when people are looking at Buddy saying, yeah, that's my son. I'm pretty damn proud of him. Let him go do his thing. You think Jimmy's loving every minute of that?
So it's interesting. You know, again, you know, I remember when Buddy and Sissy were born. I remember Jimmy, you know, like, you know, you look back and it's really hard to coach your child. And then I heard, this was interesting, after that game, the West Virginia game I'm talking about, which propelled the Cuse to the Sweet 16, I heard Buddy being interviewed. And he goes, you know what? It was really hard for me to hear people bash my dad. And he goes, all these people are saying, you know what? What has he done in the last 10 years? He's washed up. He doesn't, you know, he hasn't adjusted well, or whatever the heck people are saying. And then Buddy was like, well, he's been to 2 Final Fours, 6 Sweet 16s. And he goes, I would think most human beings would be really happy with those results. And it was interesting to hear the flip side from his son, because I do know, and again, I've talked to Coach Bay over the years, especially with Buddy, because, you know, again, when I was hired the second time, JJ, and I was talking to my children the other night, my two boys, and this is really cool. I want to share this with you and your audience, because this is really rare. When I was at the Cuse in 2012 to 13, Buddy was in the seventh grade. Jimmy was probably, I don't know what grade he was in, probably 10th maybe. Adrian Autry's son might have been in the ninth grade or 10th. You know, my guys were God knows what, and I don't even remember, sixth and fourth, or, you know, fifth and third. Mike Hopkins is. We're practicing in Atlanta in the Final Four, right? I mean, you know, everything is about to get going there in Atlanta. We're at, I think, Oglethorpe University, and Bay was so good, like, now let the kids come. And sure enough, we're at one end playing half court, and these dudes are at the other end playing like 4-on-4. And, you know, I laugh because, you know, I remember the days of Georgetown locking everybody out of the gym and things of that nature. But Bay, you know, he's just amazing how he can concentrate on what's going on in front of him and the team. And but that being said, he was always great to not only his kids, but other kids. And, you know, it's just, it was a neat little a flashback, because at that time of the year, when you're at the Final Four, this is the last thing you were expecting. But but my kids brought it up, like, yeah, it was unbelievable that we were playing and you guys were at the other end. And just funny. But when you think back, you know, it's really hard to coach your child. You live and die with every miss and make and anything that's said about them. And but those two guys are making this thing look easy.
Okay, Coach, looking at this bracket, Gonzaga, I think they're the team to beat. I've kind of felt that way all along. But I look at the bottom of the bracket and I see two Pac-12 teams. And the Pac-12 has had great success in this tournament. Who, in your opinion, would give Gonzaga a tougher game? Is it the more talented USC team, or is it the more battle-tested, super well-coached Oregon Ducks?
You know what? It's interesting. Watching what USC did the other night to Kansas.
Oh, they smoked them, Coach. Smoked them.
It doesn't happen every day. And you got the two Mobley brothers, and you got the other pieces that are fitting in. It's, you know, it almost appears that this could be their type of year. Now, that being said, as you mentioned, you got Oregon and you got Dana Altman that seems to be able to kind of retool and reload fast. they play a certain style. They're very deliberate in what they do offensively and defensively. And that's, again, Dana Almer is one of these guys that he's like Coach Boeheim. All he does is win and win everywhere. And so, you know, it's funny. I'm a big believer in systems the older I get, because it just puts the players in a way more comfortable arena mentally. And I do think this is a magical kind of year for USC. But with Dana, if they get by USC, I think he could give Huey the hardest run at this thing.
Okay, Coach. Villanova, give him credit getting to a Sweet 16. They lose their best player. Another one of their stars is hobbled. But sometimes in March, you got to take advantage of the draw. They beat a 12, then they take down North Texas as a 13. I don't think they have the size. I don't think they have the bodies to match up and take down a team like Baylor. Do you see Villanova being competitive in that game, or do you think Baylor is kind of a runaway freight train?
No, you know what? I don't think you can ever count Jay Wright out. You know, when you think about losing Gillespie, who was, you know, one of the three co-players of the year, probably that's not the right word. But, you know, you think, all right, they're going to take a massive hit, and they did as they entered into the Big East tournament. But somehow, like anything else, you figure it out. And that's the one thing. And when you got guys like Earl on the team, like they've got enough pieces and they play so well together that I don't think you can ever count those guys out. And regardless of how good Baylor is, it'll be a heck of a game.
Coach, that Easter region, man, all four of those teams I think could go to the Final Four. You and I were on the same page with Florida State. I'm sticking with it. Florida State, Michigan, UCLA, Alabama. After watching those teams now go through the first weekend of the tournament, how do you see that East region shaking out?
You know what? We've played against Florida State, right? I mean, they're in our league. We kind of know what they do. I think they're ready more than ever for this year. Don't get me wrong. Michigan is really talented, and UCLA is good, and Alabama has done extremely well. But I do think this is Leonard Hamilton's year at this thing. He is an exceptional coach. Like Coach Boeheim, these guys have been around doing this thing for a long, long time. He's got depth. He's got talent. And really what it comes down to at the end of the day, JJ, when it's all said and done, usually the teams that make it to the big dance, they've got pros, right, on both sides. Everywhere you turn, there's a bunch of these guys. And I do think Coach Hamilton has two, three, potentially four guys that are NBA roster guys on his team. And I think they're going to pull this thing out.
Coach, Final Four, I got three of my four teams left. Seminoles, Baylor, Gonzaga. I know I didn't go out much of a limb giving you 2-1 seeds, but I think they're that good this year. That Midwest region, though, is chaos. I had Okie State. I know a lot of people had Illinois. If Coach O'Toole could have a do-over now and submit a new Final Four, what would the revised Coach O'Toole Final Four look like?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm putting Syracuse in there.
Oh, okay? Yeah, me too, Coach. Why the hell not? YOLO, baby.
No,
YOLO.
No question. I had Purdue. They got bounced out. I do think Baylor's going to be there. I think you're zagged, and I think I had Florida State. I do think, you know, Oregon could trip him up. But again, Huey's he's really on top of his game as well. But that's I'm doing this over again. That's who I got in the Final Four. I'm going to Cuse and Baylor. I'm going to Zags and Florida State.
That's a beautiful sight. And, Coach, final one. This matchup against Houston. We know Houston is not a good shooting team. Their efficiency numbers, though, offense, defense, top 10, and they're big. They are going to get second, third, fourth opportunities. So I get flashbacks to Carolina because you know this, Coach. Anytime Cuse matches up with Carolina, it's painful because I know they're going to get 25 or 30 offensive rebounds in the game. Is limiting Houston's second, third, and fourth opportunities the biggest key if Syracuse is going to win that game?
Well, I think, obviously. All right, so you asked me to break this whole. When I think about this zone, and I think about Syracuse's zone, you talked about Houston. And so I remember when Oklahoma and Kelvin played against Melo's team in Albany. And, you know, this was one of these things where, you know, they were supposedly doing really well. And the zone, to me, becomes very psychological. Now, yes, you've got to keep people off the glass. But the thing that happens is that you have those wingdings, and again, in this case, it's Guerriere, it's Alan Griffin, it could be Braswell. They come flying out of nowhere based on their rotations, and they start creating havoc. They block shots. Dolezal will stand them up, and then these guys come flying out of nowhere. And once you block one of those shots, you know, again, those big inside guys' shots, it alters their mentality. And so when I think about this matchup, it's really, I go back to what Coach Boeheim, JJ, told us in the locker room before we played, it was Marquette, in the Elite Eight round. And he's like, gentlemen, you have got to punch your own ticket. Once you get to the Sweet 16, JJ, Coach Krzyzewski called me when I was at Stanford, and we just beat Kansas. And he just got on the phone with Johnny, and I don't know why he called me, but anyway, it was a pretty cool moment. He's like, Timmy, when you get to this round, he goes, you have to focus, put everything else aside, and focus everything you got into this next game. He goes, because from 16 on, anything can happen. And I go back to Bay, and I remember writing this down because it was genius to me, but he told that team that day before we played Marquette, you have got to punch your own ticket. You cannot wait. It starts from the very first play. You've got to be ready to do the little things. Take a charge. Dive on a loose ball. And I do think if the Cuse can come out and do that, that will be enough to get this thing psychologically in your favor. Blockouts become a little harder. Long shots, long rebounds kind of go in your favor. And the ability to try to get up early, and that's kind of what they did against West Virginia. It kind of lets you settle in. And if they can do that, then watch out. Because then I think you got to keep them off the glass. But you know what? If those shots are errant, you're deflecting balls, that doesn't become an issue. And then And then all of a sudden, if teams are behind, they think, oh, God, we got to start making threes. That's usually a bad recipe. And then those long shots create long rebounds. And so those big guys inside don't get them.
My main man, the associate head coach at Pitt, he's such an unbelievable asset for us all year, and especially this time of year when we're talking brackets in 20, the great Timmy O'Toole. Coach, a pleasure. Hopefully when we're doing this next week, we're talking about more games for Syracuse. I like the sound of that, okay?
JJ, you're the best, buddy. All the best, my friend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.